Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We've been so happy for Josh lately because after years and years of searching, he finally found some true love, it sounds like. And he's been seeing this Ginny girl for quite a while, and now you guys are considering a big step.
Yes. So it was brought up the other day. We were at dinner hanging out together, and we've been seeing each other for almost 4 months now. So that's, you know, it's getting pretty serious, I guess you could say. And she was talking to me, and she was like, hey, like, you know, we're both, you know, been together for a while. Do you think that we might be, and then she said the M word, moving in together? Like, would it be a good idea to consider that? It's not a for sure thing, but I was like, immediately no. I was like, no, like, we haven't been together long enough and everything. But then she kind of kept explaining to me, and she was like, well, I think, you know, like, we're both in our 30s. We're both kind of in love and Twitter-pated, and it's new and everything. And she's like, I think this would actually be a really good step for us and a mature step to really see and test the waters of how we'd be together and everything, living together in a living situation. And I was like, I'm actually not upset with that idea. And it actually changed my mind. I have never moved in with anybody in a relationship
ever.
In my life.
You've
I've never made that step. I've never moved in before. And made that massive step of actually living with your significant other. So I was like, this doesn't sound too bad. I'm kind of into it. And so I brought it up to you guys. And I'm like, is this a good idea? I've never done this before. You both have been in those shoes. And you've made that leap. And I'm kind of for it now. Now, we've only been together not even 4 months yet. But now I'm kind of starting to see the light of this whole thing. We've had a few more conversations about it, too. I'm kind of into it.
Okay.
Kind of liking it. Is this too I don't
soon.
Know. I don't know. I'm for it. Do you guys think that this is something that I should do or consider?
Well, it's funny because, like, with the whole in your 30s thing, that's the part that I
was much more mature.
And that's the thing. Like, I don't know if now you just move faster because you do want to have the family and the house and the picket fence and
everything.
Yeah,
you're kind of on an accelerated path here.
Yeah, so it's different, I think, because when I moved in with guys, I was just dumb and in my
20s.
You know, shut up. It wasn't like that. But I definitely did it a couple times. And each time I remember, I don't know if it was the move. I just think I was young and I thought I was in love and I thought that was a smart thing to do.
Well, this is the thing. It's like I've already got the house, so it wouldn't be that big of a deal. In my mind, I'm thinking, okay, this is fine. We're not out, you know, looking.
Yeah, it's going to be my question. Like, if you're going to move into her place or your place?
No, it would definitely be my place.
She would move into your place.
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
I don't know how I feel about this.
I got more excited. Like, the more we talked about it, the more I was like, okay.
That's good. That's a good sign.
It is, but it is a big step. I mean, that's a
thing. That's a big step.
It's like now.
So it'll be 4 months in about 2 weeks. So that's of seeing each other all together.
In the 4 months, has there been moments where you have been like, oh, I can't wait to get back to my house by myself and not see anybody? And you, like,
well, you could be married for 20 years and have
that,
Katie. I have that multiple times a week.
Does that happen a lot?
Well, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't base it on that.
Never mind. That's not a good question. Never
Katie.
Mind. Okay, but this is big. I mean, this is the next big step.
It's a scary thought for me because, again, I've never done it. So I'm like, you get excited, and when I'm with her. So this is the thing. When I'm with her, I'm like, yes, this actually sounds really cool. I like this. But then, you know, she has a job where she travels a lot.
Yeah.
And when we're alone, I like it. It's not to say that I don't like her. I like alone time. I'm used to that. I've been alone my whole life. You know, I can go home and find my solitude. So I'm like 50-50-ish on this. We're like, when I'm home alone, I'm like, this, you know, it's not too bad. I kind of like it. But I love being with her, and I really, really, really like her. So
I don't know how much I can say.
Why?
Well, yeah,
say
why?
It.
I need your input.
Well,
yeah.
I know, but I want to be nice, but we know your track record.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
So that's why I don't want to really bring it up.
Okay.
So I don't know. That's why I'm hesitant to say that you should do this, because I know your track record. I've known you for a long time, and I hearts will be broken.
Well, it's a good point as far as just you can't, like, undo it, right? I mean, you can, but that would
undo lot more.
Everything,
it's a
right?
lot more. Yeah. It's my house.
She's got a loft downtown, though, doesn't she?
She's got a great place.
Would
she want
to live downtown in a loft?
Absolutely not. I will not live downtown.
Just for a little bit?
No.
Oh, I totally would. Especially if you're young and you got nothing tying you down, no kids. Go enjoy that lifestyle downtown.
But you own your home, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the difference. Also, like, you would have to sell your house.
Yeah, I don't want
to
do that.
In order to go live downtown.
I like
wouldn't.
My
you hold
spot.
On to it. Rent it out.
Oh, you.
So what do you want? You want to.
I'm leaning towards doing it, at least really like giving it a go.
Do you think you should wait for a year? Do you think that's a good idea? Be together for a year before you decide if you want to merge your lives. I think that would be my advice. Okay. I think.
1 year?
1 year. I think that's a good mark because that shows that you're both committed.
I mean, Jared, track record, not a lot of them make it a year.
And you have all the holidays under your belt. Like, you've went through all the holidays. That's a big
deal. You're
right.
It's her birthday today. By the way, shout out to Jenny. It's her birthday today.
It's your birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yay. yeah, people say that you should go through the seasons twice.
Is that
it? I've always heard. You go through all four seasons twice before you really start making those big moves.
Wow. But that's another thing, though. Like, I'll be 33 by that time.
Oh, Lord. You're getting up there.
Okay, but
if you want to have kids and have a family and stuff like that,
there is
you're
a time.
Right.
There's a bit of a time clock.
Yeah, just get her pregnant, Josh.
Maybe it's accelerated a little bit. Like, maybe things need to be on a faster time frame.
I think you should go for it.
You think?
I kind of want him to
right
do it.
Right now?
Jared
not
wants
even
me to
4 months?
Ruin my life or
no,
something.
No, I don't. I just, why not? No. Be spontaneous. Just do it.
Well, let's
are you
see
wanting what calls on this, Josh?
Yeah, I would love to because I'm concerned. Like, I don't know what to do. I've never done this before. So if anybody has input, I would love to hear from you.
Here's Molly. Hi, Molly.
Hi.
Good morning. So what do you think? Should he move in?
No. No. don't do it.
But they're in love, Molly.
Well, are you in love? I heard you say, I really like her.
Ooh.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I just don't think I was going to say the L word on air. Have I told her that I love her? Yes, I've said it to her in person.
See,
yes.
Molly, they're in love.
Okay.
Now what?
All right. I mean, 4 months. If you wait, you can still do it later. You can look forward to doing it later. You could have that excitement. See if that excitement dies down, if it stays, really yearn for it. But, oh, man, yeah, jumping in, it's that's a lot. Yeah,
you
got
to yearn for it,
you
Josh.
Do.
You
okay,
got to yearn on.
Well, okay. Molly, you can't jump back, right? You said you can jump
you can't.
In. You can't jump
no,
back.
No, separation, pulling your lives apart once you've intertwined them, you know?
It's like a soap opera, Molly.
I know. The drama.
Ooh. But there's something to say about being spontaneous as well, too, which is kind of fun and butterfly-inducing, you know?
You know, there's a lot you can do that's spontaneous and fun and a little bit risky.
Oh, I've heard about it, Molly. We've heard about it off the air.
Uh-huh.
All right, so you're in camp. No, don't move in.
Don't do it. Don't right. wait.
I'm going to put you, actually, I'm going to put you in camp. Instead of calling it Camp No, I'm going to call it Camp Yearn. All right?
Yearn.
You're in Camp
Ooh, I like
Yearn.
That.
Yearn
I like
and longing.
That.
Molly, have an awesome weekend. Thank you for calling.
You too. Good luck.
Thanks,
Bye.
Molly.
Here's Courtney. Hi, Court.
Hey, how are you?
Well, we're super dupes. So should Josh move in with his lady friend?
No, you got to give it a year. Yeah. I'm with Camp okay. Katie. Give it a year. Let that crazy out a little bit at a time. You both got your crazy. See if you can deal with it.
Oh, you both got
or you could try it for a week. Live together for a week.
Yeah. Oh, that's a nice little test run.
You know, test. You know, just like ease in a little bit. But everybody's got, you know, you don't know how she hangs her toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how, you know, she empties the dishwasher. You got to like test this stuff out before you, because you could ruin it.
Have her
right.
Yes, yeah. You could ruin it.
Have her move everything in for just a week, Josh, and then have her move back out.
No.
That's how you
no,
do
no,
it.
That could make
That's
or break it.
That's how you do it.
Courtney, you make a good point, though. Again, the crazies.
Yeah.
We don't let them see the crazies
Everybody's
until.
Got it.
Yeah, 6 months at least you wait, right?
I would give it a full 4 seasons.
Yeah. 4 seasons.
Okay. 4 seasons. Court- unless it's like a financial strain, right? Then there's different decisions.
Right.
To make,
no, she's loaded. From what I hear,
fine.
she's loaded.
Yeah.
Fine. All right, Courtney, I have you in Camp Yearn. Thank you for casting your vote today. Here's Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, how's it going?
Well, we're great. How are you today?
Oh, tip toppity.
Tip toppity. That's a new one. That's a new one.
That's good.
All right. So, should Josh move in with his high maintenance girlfriend?
Yes. I mean, I definitely think so. Adrian Silva.
What is going on in your car, Stephanie?
I am driving my kids to school, and he's screaming at his iPad. So, ignore him. but yeah, so I'm definitely camp yes. I mean, I moved in with my kid's dad after 2 months, and that definitely, it's just one of those things you know when you know. But even a better example is like my sister, she waited 3 years before she moved in with a guy. lived with them for maybe 2 months and realized that that was just not a thing. Just because their living habits, everything just did not mesh at all.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you wait, it could still backfire, even if you're waiting 1, 2, 3 years. I mean, why not just pull that Band-Aid off quick and get her done?
Yeah, that's an interesting take.
Yeah, okay. Well, I got you in camp yes. I don't have you in camp yearn, but camp yes.
Yes, definitely yes.
All right.
He's in the perfect spot. He owns his house, so he's not going to have to relocate. He's not going to have to, like, they're not getting an apartment together. It's not like they're having to split assets or anything.
Kick her to the curb.
Simple.
All right, Stephanie.
It's simpler.
You have a good weekend, and tell that little rugrat we said hi to, all right?
Yeah, I will do.
All right, have
you.
A good one.
Bye. Thanks,
how Stephanie. Does she hang her toilet paper?
She does it the correct way, and it goes over. You do not do the under the
no
toilet
under.
Paper.
No, nope.
Good to know.
Yep.
Hi, Holly.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning to
Hi.
You. What camp? Are you in Camp Yearn or Camp Yes?
I am in Camp Yes, go for it. So with my husband and I, we moved in together just after 6 weeks, and it was just one of those things where it was just kind of like, we knew, and we're just going to go for it. It was also like, I was renting at the time, and he was living with his mom. So in the event, I was like, nah, you know, he would just, you know, go back to his mom's house and kind of like whatever. So, I mean, even though there is a little bit of risk because you are like combining lives, you know, at the end of the day, if it doesn't work out, I would rather know kind of more immediately, especially because we're old and in our 30s.
We're not wasting time.
No offense to Josh.
No, hey, I get it.
Yeah.
Then, you know, wait for months and months and months or years or seasons or whatever, and then it's just not going to work out anyway.
All right, so you are in camp. Yes, do it. Get it done. Move in.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Yeah.
I also want to let you guys know I did get a Super Dupes t-shirt, so.
Yay!
Hey! Thank you, Holly. Send me a picture, and I'll post you on our socials.
Oh, cool. Okay, thank you, guys.
You're the best. You have a great
you're
weekend.
The best.
You're, no, you're the best.
You too.
All right, see you later.
Happy Friday.
She's cute. Funny. Hi, Becky.
Hi, good morning.
Well, good morning to you. You can be the final call on this. You're the final say. Because actually, it's 2-2 right now. 2 for yearn, 2 for yes. So should this is all going to come down to you.
Uh-huh.
Should he move in?
Oh, my gosh, that's so
or
honored.
Should she move in?
I say Camp Yearn.
Camp Yearn.
Do it.
All right.
Don't
He said, he mentioned that we're really in love and Twitter-pated right now. Like, it sounds like the honeymoon phase. But, like, what happens when you get out of that phase? You know, everyone gets in that phase, and you can make some, like, wild decisions.
Well,
that
that's
point.
Called
but
marriage, Becky.
Like,
that's just marriage.
Look to get out of it the
that's,
whole time
That's
after.
Marriage is when you get out of that phase.
Yeah, I just feel like they should go through a little bit more ups and downs first and, like, really make deeper connections than just whatever they've already made in 4 short months.
It's lust right now, probably, you know.
Yeah.
It is. It's the whole lust over love conversation.
I mean, yeah.
All right, Becky. Well, I got you in Camp Yearn, so you were the final decision, so I guess she's moving in this weekend.
Okay. Oh. There
you
go.
It all came down to you, Becky.
On the birthday.
You have a good weekend. Thank you for calling, Becky.
Thanks, Becky.
That's it. That she was it, Josh. She was the tiebreaker, so.
Looks like you guys are shacking up.
You're totally
well,
shacking
is
up.
Is to not, right?
Yearn is to not.
Yeah, yearn is
oh,
to
so
wait.
Never
mind,
we're
yearning for each other.
Confused.
I am.
It's fine. I started out that you should wait, but I
I want you to move in.
I like the take about how if you wait too long, then you could ruin your chance. Like
you're
you
right.
could just get used to being separate.
Just do it.
You know, so like too much of that, I think.
I have multiple bedrooms. I could put her in the guest room.
Just do it.
Like sleep in separate beds already.
I think you should propose tonight too for a birthday.
Oh wow.
Yeah, let's We're going to do it. Let's go big.
Should I also get her? We should have a kid,
yes,
too, right?
I know. Conceive tonight, propose.
Escalated quickly, didn't
That's
it?
Check, right there.
You guys should go look at wedding dresses and tuxedos tonight. Go ring shopping.
Look at that. Pick a fence, too, right?
What just happened?
And get a puppy. Get a puppy while you're at it.
It's a busy weekend
all right,
for Josh.
Well, you report back after your weekend, after you have a conversation with her about moving in, all right?
Okay, all right. We'll do it over her birthday weekend.
There you go. Thanks for bringing your life to the air, buddy.
Yeah, thank you for your help, everybody. I really appreciate it because I was sweating that one out.